You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Yeah, boy. Keeping it pleasant here.
It's a nice vibe.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you've brought in a bit of a sort of a nature-esque cocktail today.
Yeah, I figured I'd do something topical for once.
Okay. Just to be clear, you said topical, not tropical.
Well, everything's tropical if you put citrus or fruity flavours in it, right?
Everything's tropical if you live down here in New Zealand, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're
actually just a couple of islands. Have we considered making one of the islands COVID-free and the other one kind of like a COVID wasteland where we send everybody with COVID?
I thought we already had that.
Don't shrug your shoulders, Sam. You're the newsreader. We need you to have... You need to, like, say yes or no to these ideas.
They could send them to Stewart Island, perhaps.
I'm worried about your eye. The headphones nearly took your eye.
I think Waiheke, Stewart Island. Waiheke. Less transport cost.
Apparently, maybe. Stewart Island has, like, a... you've got to kind of write a little essay and plead your case to move to Stewart Island.
Really?
And then they all, like, meet in the pub and have cut pints. Jeez. And look at your Facebook profile or some shit like that.
Wow.
One of my mates has been going there quite a lot. It's his new favourite place to be if he's not having to be in Auckland for work.
Is he planning on living there?
No, he feels like he wouldn't fit in if he lived there.
I do want to go there. Anyone been to Stewart Island? Give us a little rundown, please. 5395 is the text line.
We go diving with great white sharks.
Okay. And there's lots of crayfish. So, lots of really big crayfish.
So a lot of people been, not a lot of people come back.
No, basically.
Story. On to this cocktail.
So as I was led to believe that Mr. Paddy Gower was potentially going to be up here, I figured I'd do something topical. So we're gonna sort of take a little classic Tommy's Margarita and hip it up.
When you've made it, just add him.
I was just going to add him. I'm just going to add him all the time.
Add him.
You know, it's... Because it's, yeah, we're going to take this, the legal option. We're using the current legal hemp thing. So we've
you
got
brought some
hemp
of my favourite stuff, man. I've been hooning a bit of hemp seed oil just with my cooking, replacing it with olive oil from time to time for
and
kicks.
It's also got a really good burn or smoke point. So it's much higher smoke point. So particularly with shit like roast potatoes, garlic, that sort of stuff. It's a good time.
Omega 3, omega 2, and 9.
Whew. So many omegas.
Oh, no, it's plus, so you add that up, so carry the four. It's a lot of omega,
I think. Serious omega.
It's kind of nutty hemp seed oil, which I kind of like. Mm. You know, it's like, this is going to sound a bit crummy, but it is kind of earthy.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? It's just what you're looking for, right?
And this stuff, bro.
We got the agave.
Fuck, this shit is dynamite, man. This is made in Mexico as well.
It is.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of things made in Mexico here. I've also got a lovely bottle of Herradura Reposado. And,
I'm so glad you said that.
Ironically, I also have a bottle of Mexican lime juice.
Sweet.
So we're taking this down a bit of a theme.
That is a bar bottle as well. Like, that's
it is a bar bottle. I brought the flash one this time because we're not half-assing it. Sorry you're not here,
Peter. I can't ask how much those limes are, but roughly how much for 1 litre of lime juice from Mexico? Does it change throughout the year? Like limes?
No, this is real
here?
Consistent because Mexico sort of just has limes all the time.
Shame out New Zealand.
Cool. Dukes. Anyway, we're going to kick this off. So we're making three today. So we're going to start off with putting a little bit of this hemp seed oil in there.
I'm curious how this is going to work out because it needs to sort of break down with the liquid. Sam's squinting as well. He's not sure.
So we're putting 5 mils per drink. So we just wanted a little bit of sort of the earthiness and the herbaceous notes coming through. Because you still get some terpenes in there.
By the way, herbaceous. Just get that word one more time.
Herbaceous.
Like that.
All right. So
is that a Scrabble? Would that work in Scrabble? Is it like an actual word?
Yeah, it's just you'd be picking up for a while to get there.
Fair enough.
So next we're going to use nature's best sweetener. So we've got some agave syrup.
It is, man.
So we're looking at 20 mils per cocktail. So this is a Tommy's Margarita. So rather than the OG where you pour in a whole lot of, you know, sort of tequila and then you've got your nice Contro, we're kicking it a bit more of a modern take.
You're kind of starting with the thick stuff.
Yeah, because I want it to be in the bottom.
Is it making friends in there? What's going on?
It'll make friends in there.
I normally don't do that, but I went and had a lean over and a look, and I didn't see much, guys.
Yeah, you'll see something. So we're putting some lime juice in now. So now you'll see the oil sitting on top of the lime juice.
Coming over.
So 30 mils of lime juice per drink. So I'm just checking in 90 mils.
Also, let the record show that I have sniffed most of these things on John's behalf.
Yeah.
Pre this segment.
We did the John prep early. We need a lot of noses. And without him being here in person, it makes it difficult.
So cleansing my palate with a parrot dog.
So now we're going to chuck in 45 mils of tequila per drink.
I'm going to have to smell that. I don't think I've sniffed that.
No, I think you've sniffed the other ones. But
I know what
one.
It smells like, though. But I'm still going to do it anyway. It's, I find good... Is this tequila? Or
it's good tequila.
I find good tequila. You don't get that little yuck, little reachy vibe at the back of the throat.
No, you don't. Get a little sniff in there. Get your snores in there.
Herradura.
And it's got a horseshoe on it, so it's lucky.
Mm. It's the wrong way up, though.
No, it's the right way up for Mexico.
Oh, man, okay. Smells great, though. You're right.
Yeah, so this is a bit of an aged tequila, so we're going to get a bit more flavor and a bit more vanilla and stuff, which is going to help escalate this whole situation.
I have a line on a Mexican lime tree and untold limes. Untold hit me up. Okay, bro. Ugh.
Hey, limes? Man. Are you sure that's not a typo?
Just look, whatever it is, send it to BFM. Care of Big Hungry.
So, we've already got some glasses iced up. We've got our standard BFM tall glasses because that's our go-to glass now.
This is hectic ice, by the way.
So it's Waiheke ice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Come all the way from over there.
Yeah, no.
That seems impractical.
I'm pretty sure I brought this bag like a couple of weeks ago and left it in the freezer.
How sparse is the BFM freezer, by the way? It's not looking good, eh?
I'm pretty sure it's just half bags of ice that I've left here over the last 2 years.
There was a couple of melon stick ice blocks that I had in there for a while, and they're kind of gone.
It's not salty enough to be fishing ice, but it's close.
Are you about to shake?
I'm about to shake. Great.
Holy shit, someone's been to Stewart Island 3 times.
Oh, what a legend. What a legend. I'm surprised they survived.
Did they see Tupac down there?
There would be men if Stewart Island was like real grunty and like you kind of sometimes didn't come back. Fuck, that would be cool, eh? Good little horror movie there if someone wants to make it.
So I just want Hungry to put his nose in there and see what that smells like to him.
I'm just trying to be John now.
Yeah. You getting that little funk on the front?
It smells like a herbal concoction for sure.
Yeah. You getting that little funk on the front like you're looking for?
Yeah, it's a little bit of concerning rankness.
Yeah.
But who knows? I didn't sell it to Sam, did I? Just then.
That's why I said funk on the nose rather than rank.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a nice
color. I do say rank too much. Been to Stewart Island 3 times, and the first time was my birthday at the beginning of December, and what blew us away was that you can still read outside at 10:30 p.m. and the Tui and Kiriru drinking the honey water on the deck directly outside the window.
So now that we've got them in the glass, we're just going to hit it with a little bit of hemp heart. So hemp heart is little garnish. It's like a little lemongrassy sort of earthy little snap.
I'm surprised you got some of these left because you haven't been snacking hard on that, mate.
I think I'm obsessed with this stuff now.
I feel like we've reached a zone here with this cocktail. Like, this is the type of cocktail where you feel good about drinking it.
This is probably what they drink in Stewart Island.
Oh, they don't.
You can't grow limes down there, bro.
Actually, yeah, maybe a bit of aguave for the kiriru might be the go.
So, as you'll see, you're not getting any oil, so the oil's cut in nicely with the sugar and the agave.
The colour is like an off-white as well. Yeah. You haven't put any egg white or anything.
No, bro, it's just all about how you shake it.
Fair enough. Oh, I love the sound effects. Great. Liquid.
So you're getting that agave, you're getting that little bit of that.
I love
earthiness.
This, bro. I absolutely love this.
Ooh, this is nice.
So it's everything we love about a Tommy's, but sort of pulled down, earthier, little more mellow.
Can you serve this at a bar?
Yeah.
It hasn't got CBD in it per se.
No, like, CBD, no
well,
THC.
Well, I mean, there probably is some in the hemp seed oil, maybe, but not on a level that...
Not on a level that would do anything or would be illegal.
What do you think the way is forward for like... weed type cocktails? They have to be in there. They're going to have to be in their own bar, aren't they? And do you think there will be bars of that flavor?
I think if we look at the model that we're getting from the USA with California, New York,
you can't have it with alcohol, right?
Well, you can.
Okay. Bit of secret coming up again.
So it's not THC based stuff. It's CBD drinks. So you actually have people making beers with CBD in it. You've got people making cocktails with CBD in it. Then you have people who are also creating what they're calling functional beverages, where you have a THC sparkling water. So it sort of gives you the same thing you do for having a beer. Sort of similar how we've got everyone going crazy over hard seltzers.
Yeah.
They've got THC seltzers.
And they've somehow worked the ratio, so it is kind of equatable with...
Yeah, so it's...
It's a slow little build-up.
The way I look at it is if Constellation Group, which is one of the largest alcoholic beverage companies in the world, is willing to invest $5 billion into Canopy Grow, the largest marijuana company in the world in Canada...
They see it, yeah, they see it.
It's definitely going to be a thing.
I'm excited about that, man. I think it's going to be fucking cool.
It's going to be a different trip.
And this is great. Sam, what do you think? Pretty good,
it's
right?
It's lovely.
Fantastic. What are we calling this?
That's what I was going to put it out there. Like, we're putting it out.
Oh, shit.
Putting it out to the crew. Any suggestions coming through?
Text on into 5395. Go ahead and name this cocktail for us. Remembering that it's got some hemp seed oil in it. It's got some tequila in there. It's got some guave nectar. There's a lot of room to move there, guys.
I was almost thinking if we went the Cheech and Chong route. It's the Tommy Chong.
delicious is what it is, man. I'm just bedazzled here.
And how's that texture from that little bit of oil in there as well? Like, it really fills it out.
How when do I start seeing God? Just kind of halfway down? Or?
Well, it depends on when you hit the THC pocket.
Here's a text. Went to Stewart Island back when I was 16. Supported a guy who broke his own record rowing across...
Fogo Strait.
Yeah.
Far out. I can't remember how to spell Fogo Strait. I can see that. that bit of water between Bluff and Stewart. But it was a sucking cool place. Okay, that's probably a good typo. So many birds, wicker everywhere, and great kayaking. Didn't get much chance to have a big explore, but it's on my list to go back and give it a chance. Glenn, do you know what? Maybe I've been a bit mean on Stewart Island, guys. I feel bad now.
Why don't we throw a gig on Stewart Island?
I'm into it, eh?
You could take your field of dreams to Stewart Island.
I want Stewart Island to be a little bit further away. Just move the island like a little bit further away.
Hmm.
It's not far.
What about the Chathams, yeah.
Okay, yep, that'll do. Oh, look, I've got old mate's email as well, so we can get all those limes that we've always ever wanted.
Yo!
Fantastic.
I feel like we've covered it off here. That's a fucking great drink, Willem. Thanks so much for giving us your time and your drinks, mate.
My pleasure.
Legend.
Boy.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.